Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is a Wednesday, and that means it's Hawk Topics because our buddy Steve Hawk is here.
This is the best thing about a Wednesday.
It is. I love it.
Well, it's garbage day, too, so they come and pick up my garbage.
Is it at your house?
Yeah,
wow.
So that's kind of cool.
Is it also recycling today, or is that next week?
Yeah, no, it's all... Oh, for me? Yeah. Recycling will be next week.
Yeah, okay. Same schedule I'm on. I was going to say, whoa, it's crazy.
Oh, one week, one the other week?
Well, garbage every week, Steve, recycling every other week. And then, clean green bin, the green bin, is every week.
Every week. Until
like the end of the month or something?
No, I think it's the end of November, I think.
Let's say it is, because you know what? We can wish it into existence.
Yes, we can. Yeah. I'm that powerful.
Wow, that's great.
The all-powerful Steve Haas.
Yeah.
Look behind the curtain. Here
what's
I
it,
am.
See, what's it like? We're talking to two guys who are apartment dwellers, you know, our producer Steve and Kevin.
Yes.
They never have to worry about
even have a clean green.
Right. When's the recycling go out? And when's the, you know, clean green? Is it this week for the recycling guy? No, it's next week. Oh, I put it out for
the
a week.
The recycling thing. Yeah, the recycling thing is a pain though, because it's that thing. And what happens in an apartment is you lose track. Like, okay,
the one guy that I always rely on, he was out of town for like business for like a couple of separate weeks. And I said, buddy, you got to stop this. No offense to your wife, but I cannot rely on her judgment on the whole recycling bin. God love her, but she doesn't know when it goes
out.
Do
you ever put it out just in case, Jay?
I have done that, I think, maybe like one time, but I usually can tell just based on how full it is. But sometimes, you know, if there's like a lot of people in the house or whatever, it fills up. But I have done the just in case put it out because I thought, well, I'm not 100% sure. And Doyle's out of town. I don't know. Heaven forbid I look it up online.
We had the calendar that they sent us.
Yeah, we did that too.
We had it up on the refrigerator.
Ah, nice. Yeah, that's a good place for it.
And that also told us when they were going to stop picking up the clean green.
So we knew. You're a smart man.
Well, lucky.
What's it like to be that much of a genius?
Come on over.
Kevin, did you know last night? Or no, was it last night? When was the Sports Hall of Fame induction? Last night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see that story, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. For the Inland Northwest?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, our friend Bud Namek.
Our local folks?
Yeah. Was nominated. Yeah. Along with, or not a nominated, inducted.
Got in.
Yeah,
yes,
inducted.
He did. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've known Bud for just short of, I think, 175 years?
It seems like it.
Yeah. And so that was very cool.
Bud looks great, by the way. I saw him on TV talking about it last night. And I was like, Bud, you look exactly the same as you did 20 years ago when I met you.
I have a theory on that.
What is it?
It's baldness.
Well, it could be. And maybe that's what I need to start.
I think it's just because you always kind of look the same age. I don't really feel like you necessarily look old at all. But I just don't think you necessarily, you're just kind of in that middle ground where it's hard to identify.
Well, yeah.
And I feel like Bud still looks like he's about 45.
He really does. He hasn't aged at all.
It's just crazy.
And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact that he doesn't quit working.
That's true, too.
I mean, yeah, he's no longer working with us right now, but he's still working.
Yeah.
He's still traveling. He's still doing the deal.
So, way to go, Bud. Yeah, so congrats to him. That was a very cool honor and obviously well-deserved.
Absolutely.
I mean, what did he start here, in the early 80s?
At least.
Yeah.
That whole crew.
I think so.
They had Lukens and Patchen and Bud Namek.
Yeah.
And they were all together at Channel 4 forever.
I think that's right, yeah.
Everybody knew them.
And I saw that Kevin... Jennifer Stinson was also inducted.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Stinson, Jennifer Greeley now. She's...
Yeah, Greeny, I think, right? Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Yeah.
Is it Greeny?
Greeny, I think, yeah.
I only know her from the Stinson days.
Absolutely.
But she was quite a story.
Davenport athlete.
Coach there in Davenport.
Yeah.
And just state championship after state championship. She's the all-time leading scorer in the state of Washington.
Yeah,
for a long, long time. I don't know if anybody ever beat that record.
I'm not sure either, but I know they went to the NCAA from LC State and all that too. So yeah, I mean it's fun to see the local ones.
Then went on to, of course, be the WSU Cougars volleyball coach.
Yeah,
and done very well.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a very cool event, and I know you went to at least a portion of it?
Yeah, well, there was a little party afterwards, after the celebration
last night.
Very good.
That's
cool. I stopped by to see
some
people.
Good for you. Yeah. You're a very popular man, which is why I'm shocked you still allow yourself to come in here.
Well, look, I mean, I get invited into this room. I got invited over to that room.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes human resources says, you want to come into my room? No.
Was that a black tie event, or what are we talking here?
I think it was. I did not go to that part.
Yeah.
No, I went to one of the after parties.
Oh, that's the genius part of Steve Hawk. He's like, I'm not going to pay money and put on a monkey suit to go to that event when I can just go over here.
Absolutely. And the after parties are usually a little bit more fun.
Oh, way more laid back, and there's hors d'oeuvres, and it's fun, and the whole thing.
It was good to see everybody.
Are you, is it too early for soup?
What do you mean by that?
I'm going to, it has a double meaning, in the day and in the year.
No.
Okay.
All right. On a day like today.
Glad we cleared it up for you.
Yeah. 9 a.m. is fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind, especially if it's a good old soup. I have some favorites, and I would eat that at 9 a.m.
So let's hear them. It doesn't care. Yeah, what would be the, what's your breakfast soup?
My breakfast soup? How about we start the day with a nice spicy tomato basil.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that could do. Yeah, I could go with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then maybe later when it's time to get really full, you could add some carbs to it and do like a noodle thing.
Okay.
Or a chicken and rice. Ooh. Or how about just a can of chicken and stars?
Chicken and stars. What are we, five?
Well, sure.
That's great.
I don't mind it. If I made one of those in the pan, fill the can up with water, and heat that just before. You're telling me that you wouldn't sit down with some saltines and eat that right now?
I would eat that, yes.
That's what I thought.
Kevin, that might be our answer for what soup is good to just drink straight out of a thermos, because we were like, you don't want it chunky because you don't want that. If you can't see it coming down the pipe there, and then something comes out, you get a weird feeling to it. Yeah, the texture thing. But the chicken and stars, it's not big enough.
Nope.
So that might be the thermos soup.
I think so.
I forgot about chicken and stars. That's so funny.
I had a sick boy at home. Can you give me some soup? And so I'm looking around and looking at all the princess ones and chicken this and chicken that. And I was like, I got him chicken and stars.
There's no way you had that. You did have it?
No, I was at the grocery store looking at all of these. Which one should I get?
Attaboy. Oh. Yeah, that's a good call.
The collection of soups.
Man.
Yeah, and then you just come home with the funniest one that you can find. And he said, yes, thanks, Dad.
Okay. SpaghettiOs and chicken with stars. We're set for a week. You want to hang out for round 2?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back with that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How the heck are you guys?
Steve?
Oh, I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm great, Kevin. Thank you for asking.
Rave review from Steve on life.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm fine,
Okay.
Thanks, Eeyore. Appreciate it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round 2 with everybody. Steve Hawk, brought to you by Wheatland Bank. Well, you just got an earful during the commercials there, didn't you?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I just laid it out for Steve.
Talking about soup.
Yeah, I was like, then I started telling him about, producer Steve and all of his stuff and everything.
What?
But no, you're fine.
Producer Steve, do you like a good soup early in the morning?
That's
what I thought.
Steve, do you want a new pet? Hawk, do you want a new pet?
I don't. It's a good question. We are nearing the end of our dog's life at home.
Oh, man.
He's getting up there in age, and he is showing signs. And
okay.
My thought has been, let's take a break. The rest of the family is all for let's not. Let's get it now so they can enjoy some time together.
Yeah. Yeah. I
don't want a new pet right now, so no.
Kevin had a stat here about 20 minutes ago about that 40% want a new pet. 40% of people right now in America want a new pet. And it is interesting because we do the same dog thing, where like, well, we should get a puppy with an elderly dog. That seems like a really smart idea. But yet we did. And I don't know if that was, I don't actually understand the concept there.
Yeah, it's one of those things that kind of looks good on paper and then it happens and you're like, oh, what paper was that?
Do we think that the elderly dog will help the puppy learn how to be a dog?
Yeah, this is how you poop.
Yeah, I think they got that down. Yeah, I don't think there's any lessons needed. So no on the new pet, though, huh?
Yeah, no. I don't want a hamster. I don't want to try something new. We don't need geckos or snakes or anything.
Nothing exotic, so to speak.
No.
Tarantulas.
You'd probably only get a dog.
Yeah, I've got an allergy to cats in the house, so there's no kitty kitty.
Yeah, so that's off the table for sure.
Yeah,
which is kind of nice, though, that you know what you can and can't get.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And there will be another dog. I just, you know, let's let the lawn recoup.
I see. Yeah, no rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when's the last time you didn't have a dog?
It's been forever. And you know what? As soon as I lose mine, I'm going to want another one.
And it is a weird feeling because, like, I think there's only was, like, maybe, when was that even? That we did not overlap. Well, it had to have been like 20 years ago.
Yeah. It's been a long time for me too.
Yeah. Which is that, and it's a weird feeling. If when you're used to it all the time, you know, then it's like when your kids move away from college or whatever, you're like, oh gosh, that's weird. The whole house.
I've noticed even in the morning, my elderly dog now does not like to get up at 4 and walk.
Same.
Like he used to. But I still do. And I do. Yeah. And that going out without him is lonesome.
Yeah, it's just not as great.
Yeah. And I wouldn't think so. And I wouldn't normally admit that, but yeah,
right.
Just to go out without my dog, it's kind of lonesome.
It is weird because I have a backyard. It's a pretty good sized backyard. So I, you know, there's a lot of work to do out there. And when I'm outside working, the one dog never leaves my side. And if all of a sudden I look and I don't see that dog, it is really weird. I'm like, hey, where'd you go? And she's over there digging something up. And I'm like, hey, get out of there. And, you know, it's just a weird thing because you have a shadow.
Yeah.
You know, like when your kids were younger and you'd go outside and do yard work, you know, one of your kids would follow you around all the place. And then you go, where'd they go?
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for a fence.
Man's best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Do you ever take screenshots on your phone to remind yourself of something?
Absolutely.
Is that one of your ways to
do it? Yes, I do.
Yeah. And then have you ever text yourself?
Oh, tag on to that last one, but then I always forget to look.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I'll screenshot this way, and then I forget to look later that I was supposed to look.
Yeah, it's
a big mess.
Okay. I mean, is it usually for products, or is it usually for, like, events?
Anything.
Just all kinds of things.
Or just, hey, remember when this person said that, and I'll have to talk to this other person about that later. I'll take a screenshot now to remind myself. No.
No.
No,
have you ever thought about screenshotting it and then emailing it to yourself?
No.
It's not bad. I've done it a few times for work stuff where I've like, oh, I've got to remember to talk about that. And I've done the thing where I've put reminders in my phone, and sometimes the reminders, I might not be doing it right because they disappear. Like, it pops up. Hey, don't forget to do this. And then it's gone and I didn't see it.
And they don't seem to really remind me of anything. Right. I don't ever see them or they fly by.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
I've tried those.
Sometimes I'll screenshot something. In fact, I just did it this week where I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And I screenshot it and then emailed it to my work email so that now it's stuck in my inbox till I deal with it.
Yeah. Now, I haven't done that.
And
because I don't check emails enough.
Oh. What about texting yourself? Do you?
I don't. Can you?
See, that's funny. That I had forgotten. But yes.
You can?
Because you're a contact in your own phone.
Mm-hmm. And then it shows up twice.
Shows up as a sent and a received.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah.
So it's a double reminder.
And we asked earlier, you know, about, do you screenshot to remind yourself? And it was unanimous on the air. All the people were like, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
And somebody started talking about texting themselves, and that's their primary way of reminding themselves. And Steve does it, too. Steve does it.
That's the way for me, because I don't check emails enough.
Yeah.
And so I could email it to myself, but I wouldn't see it in time for it to matter.
Right.
But texting it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to go, yeah. Here's a question.
And then you can also, if you're mad at yourself, you can leave yourself on red.
Look at the emoji fun that could be.
Yeah, which Jay did earlier today.
I did. I left myself on red.
Yeah.
But I also did it for a reason because I thought if I read it, if I open it, then it'll be like all of the other texts that I've forgotten to reply to. So I just left it unread. So I always have that red number there. Mm-hmm.
Did you get mad at yourself for giving yourself all those mean emojis?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's going to happen to me.
This guy's a jerk.
Well, I could see that.
A little rough, but okay.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Here's a question associated with this. So when I buy like something offline, whether it's for myself or a gift for someone or whatever, if it's a big purchase, I will take a screenshot with like the confirmation code and blah, 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 because I'm worried that I'm not going to get a confirmation email and that there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. I do that all the time too.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not like paranoid for no reason.
No, it's a digital receipt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if it has the tracking number, you know, whatever, confirmation code, whatever. I'm like, oh, yep.
Done that multiple times.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I forget that I have it. And then I get panicked because I can't find the email. And I'm like, oh, wait, I think I screenshotted that.
See? Okay. Same.
I feel so much better now.
And your phone breaks everything down. Like if you go to your photo section, it's all screenshots.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. But I'll tell you right now, if I scrolled back through my last, I don't know, 40 pictures, that's probably all screenshots.
Really?
Just like, oh, yeah, that was for you. And then what I should do probably, now that I'm thinking that. You know when you make a list at home, a to-do list. This weekend I'm going to do raking and this and this and blow out the sprinklers and put the furniture away and all that. And then you kind of like cross it off and has a very good feel to it.
Yes.
Maybe we should delete those screenshots so they're no longer in there.
Like a checks and balances type thing.
Is that good or bad, though?
But what if you need it?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. What if you...
It's like a pack rat.
Right. Yeah. That's the problem. That's it. Yeah. My phone's a pack rat.
Yeah. Screenshot pack rat. That's what you are.
Yeah.
That's your new on-air name.
Yeah, that's right.
Screenshot pack rat.
Super catchy. Hard to say.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, screenshot pack rat here.
I'll put that in a jingle.
Yeah. Putting the hits of the...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A blonde and a brunette are standing there, and the blonde says, "Do you know what IDK stand for?"
Kevin James.
And the brunette says, "I don't know." And the blonde goes, "Oh my gosh, no one does."
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty, let's play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller number 7. You have a chance to win some money right here and right now. All you have to do is guess the amount correctly that's in the jackpot. If you get it right on the money, you get the money. It's pretty simple. I'll give you 2 clues. There are no pennies. There's no cents. There's no decimal and then a number. It's just round dollar figures. That's what we're dealing with today and every day when we play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. Your second clue, I'll tell Tammy that right now. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Tammy, I'm going to give you the first clue is there's no cents, so just dollars. And okay. The second clue I'm going to give you is because every wrong answer, the jackpot then grows.
Okay.
So the jackpot 2 hours ago when we played at 7:30 was $432. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's more than $432.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
So, Tammy, let's see if we can get you some money here. What do you think the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot is?
$477.
$477. Let's find out together, shall we?
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
$477 would be a nice chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
Probably fill up the candy dish just in time for Halloween.
$449.
Oh, $449. Dang it. That's okay. So what? Look, Jim's going to play this afternoon at 3:30 and again at 5:30 if need be. It'll be more than $449 coming up this afternoon. You can play again. No extra charge for that, Tammy, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for playing. Always appreciate that.
Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer.
Yeah.
Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Man. All right, well, that's fun. That's good news. So, again, it'll be more than $449 this afternoon at 3:30. Guess it right? Win the cash.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Kevin, go bye-bye, but you have a clip for Kevin today and on his behalf?
I did. He did actually send one to me a while ago.
Accepting the award on behalf of Kevin today is producer Steve Heskey, who just hit his head on his microphone.
I sure did, Jay. How did that sound?
That was the Jay and Kevin secret sound. Clunk. Steve's head. That's correct.
Clunk, clunk, clunk. Yeah, no, he got it to me early, so very nice.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice, Kevin.
So, okay, you know how... athletes, pro athletes.
Very nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pro athletes and I guess now collegiate athletes can make some good money.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then invest in something. Sometimes it's just maybe investing to invest or maybe it's buying a car or house or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
He made a lot of money in his day.
Sure.
He was asked about one of his first big investments.
Oh, man.
So that's what this is about.
Oh, man.
One of your first investments after you got to the NBA, I believe, were coin-operated car washes. And your financial advisor, I think, calls you one day, and he's kind of freaking out because $250,000 has gone missing. Take it from there.
I had them in the house. Like,
Like, I would get the coins and the quarters, and I would just take them home, and I'd just put them in my safe. It was like I'd never seen so much change. And then growing up in San Antonio, Texas, right outside the base, when I got my first car, they had a car wash. And I used to wash my little Bronco, too, every day. And I said, when I make it big time, I'm going to buy about 20 or 30 of these, and I did. But so much money was coming in, and I didn't think you can take quarters and dimes to the bank like that. Like, I didn't want them to think I was, you know, breaking into vending machines. So I would just take them and, you know, just take them, dump them in plastic bags and pillowcases and, you know, just put them in the house.
And oh,
like,
my.
With $200,000, I was like, I think I got it in my safe. What? I was like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of quarters in my safe.
$200,000 worth of quarters?
Can you imagine?
Whoa. That's insane. How big is your safe, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because quarters are not small.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
I mean, a bunch of quarters are not.
Yeah, that's awesome, though.
Yeah. I didn't know that he owned. I know he's got lots of adventures or lots of things that he's, like, hobbies
that
he's a part of or whatever. I did not realize that that was one of his businesses.
I mean, that's 800,000 quarters. Let's see, how much does 800,000 quarters weigh? $10,000 in quarters weighs 500 pounds. So, yeah, that's fun.
Wow. Well, that's why he's got all those muscles.
Can you imagine walking around or even carrying like half a pillowcase full of quarters? That's insane.
Yeah. That's a sight.
Hey, we're missing $200,000. Oh, yeah, they're in quarters. They're in my safe in my house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to take a minute. We'll get a couple people to come over and help you move those and take them to the bank. I bet the bank loved him.
Oh. Well, he was worried that they wouldn't accept it. So
I mean, and not all at once, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Remember during COVID when there was a coin shortage? I bet he wished he had it then. Man, that's insane. That's a great story. Wonderful job on the clip of the day. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Shaq, as always, for the entertainment.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, just trust their filter and be good with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jay Daniels. Oh.
Kevin James.
I don't know if she'd ever say that, but she could.
And I don't know if it's that voice, but I did enjoy it.
No, it's that voice.
Yeah, it is that voice. That's, yeah. Sounds like Denise, all right? Yeah, I think
sounds like you.
That's true. It's an impression.
Yeah. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you missed part of the show and you'd like to catch it, the podcast will be up later on this morning. You can just get that wherever you happen to get your podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get a notification that says, hey, there's new episodes of the Jay and Kevin Show available right now. Yay! Let's go listen together.
Oh, two different people there. Okay, got it.
Yeah, let's go listen together. We could roast marshmallows.
Ooh.
That's a great idea. I'll bring the chocolate.
I'll bring the graham crackers.
We can make some s'mores.
Yay!
Something like that.
Where's the singing?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can do that too.
Kumbaya?
I meant to ask Steve this because I heard you say something. I noticed the way you said something. Of course, I heard it because I have headphones on and you're not that far away from me. But I noticed the way you said something when you were discussing screenshots. You said, sometimes when I buy something big that has like a confirmation code, when I buy something offline, I will take a screenshot.
Yeah.
And you said when you buy something offline. And I think a lot of people just say, when I buy something online.
Oh, yeah.
Are you an online? Apparently you're an offline guy.
I'm an offline guy, I guess. Why? I don't know why I said that.
I don't know either, but I think I understand where you got it from. Like, I buy something off of the internet or online. You know what I mean? Where you're like, you're clearly online, but you bought it offline.
On the line. What is this internet?
What is this internet you speak of? I put it up on the poll. You can follow us on Twitter or X if you prefer, Jay and Kevin Show. And I just said, you buy things online or offline. Yeah. I think it might be a little more split than you think, possibly.
You think so?
Possibly. I mean, so far it's 100% online, and they think that's a dumb thing to say. But
all right, we'll change that.
We'll find out.
Now it's 50-50.
Thoughts. Yeah, you better vote.
I just did.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Do you see that? Did it update for you?
Let me look real quick. Yeah, 50-50 now.
You're welcome.
Well done. Yeah.
Happy to be a part of the poll.
Glad. Thank you.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
There's other questions you can answer there, like have you ever eaten an entire rotisserie chicken by yourself in one sitting? And have you ever butt dialed someone?
All right, I'll vote on those.
And how many times a week do you do laundry? 1 to 3, 4 or more, less than one?
Well.
Also, you can answer the question, who's your favorite Dewey? Decimal, duck, or other? A lot of great questions up
there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've done very well this week, I feel.
I think we'll recap those probably tomorrow. Friday is a best of Jay and Kevin show. We have a little extended weekend. But, yeah, we'll recap the polls tomorrow. All right, Steve-O, what's up?
Jay, this might be kind of gross.
Perfect.
Maybe. I don't know. You ever have, like, a long-lasting taste in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a sandwich yesterday.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm still...
Oh, wow.
Almost... Because I kind of, like, did a little belch.
Oh, no.
And yeah, I feel like I can...
That's not good.
Like, I can taste...
Oh.
What that is. I mean... See, I told you it might be kind of gross. Yeah. You ever have that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, my mouth is... I mean, I've brushed my teeth twice
since
that experience.
That is a weird one, though.
Yeah, and it's just like...
The burping thing, I get it, but if it's still, like, it feels like it's in there no matter how many times you brush your teeth. And what was it that you had, did you say?
Sandwich.
But, I mean, what
you
want
to know what kind?
Yeah, I actually... Yeah, I'm going to risk it. What kind was it?
That tuna.
Yeah, okay. I could see it. I was going to say, it's got to be something that's... pretty pungent anyway, and tuna, liverwurst, or whatever. Yeah. It's kind of what you get.
Yeah. I mean...
Your fault.
Yeah. I brought this upon myself, really.
You did. You can only blame yourself.
Yeah. But it is kind of weird, though, because I've gone, like, a whole 2 brushes.
What's the recommendation asleep for that, then?
I don't know.
Like, what do you do to... Do you, like, drink milk or something? I feel like something to kind of, like, you know, blanket it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Have you had a milk belch?
Final thoughts.
Well, and a pleasant way to end the show.
Happy to help, Jay. Yeah. Happy to be a part
of
polls.
Thank you so much for everything you've done.
You know, it's post-breakfast time for most people, right?
It's fine. We're in the middle of the day. It's snack time.
Middle of the day? It's 9:49.
Yeah, like I said, middle of the day.
Okay.
The middle of the day goes from 10 to 2, right? No?
What?
Is that late morning and early afternoon is not considered middle of the day? Or do you only count the middle as like noon?
We're not even at the middle of the day then by that standard.
Yeah, I mean, close enough. We're within fudge factor.
Oh,
of
10 so you're
o'clock.
Rounding up. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
duh.
I would say the middle of the day is noon, noon to 1.
Mm.
Maybe 11 to 2. Maybe.
Well, why do you get 2 hours afternoon and only 1 hour before?
No, wait.
You said 11 to 2. You mean 11 to 1?
Yeah.
That would make more sense. Yeah. At least it's equal that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry. I was mathing it wrong.
I'm going to put that on the poll.
Wait, no. That's not right.
What, 11 to 1?
No, 11 to 2.
No, 11 to 2 is 1 hour before noon and 2 hours after. Why does afternoon get 2 hours, but before noon only gets 1?
But there's the whole... Because I consider the noon to 1 being 1 hour...
Well, that's good, because it is 1 hour. Glad you consider that.
But no, you get the 11 to 12 is 1. Then
that is correct.
And then 2 is the middle one, is noon to 1.
Uh-huh.
And then the third is you get the 1 to 2.
So you consider noon any time between noon and 1.
Correct.
So at 12:48, you consider it to be noon.
Well, in this situation, yes.
I see. So you're saying the noon hour is actual middle, and then 1 hour on each side of the noon hour.
Correct. So it's even that way.
Yeah, that's dumb.
All right. Great way to end the show, Jay.
It is. Take your parents to lunch day. Yes. If you have the chance to do it, do it.
Is that right?
It is, and I would suggest it. It's a great idea. I also heard this today. I heard Mark Peterson say, it was a wedding rain today.
A wedding rain?
It's a wedding rain today.
Like W-E-D-D-I-N-G?
Like W-E-T-T, but when he said it, I was like, it's a wedding rain? What does that mean?
Almost sounds like wedding ring.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'd never heard the phrase a wetting rain. I feel like all rain is wetting.
Yeah, that adds up. And then you put an hour after that.
All right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Come.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go. On the way out, we are going to give away those Paul Coffin tickets. He's from Texas. Very popular. And if you're going to have a chance to see him in just over a week at the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino in Airway Heights, Paul Coffin tickets for caller 7-509-441-0999. Steve, we learned that Shaquille O'Neal, when he owned car washes, kept 800,000 quarters in his safe.
Yes.
He just took home because he didn't want to take them to the bank or whatever. 40,000 pounds that would weigh. 40,000 pounds of quarters.
Oh, you did the math on that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just in case you were curious later today, you can break that out on somebody in a meeting or something.
Nah, you do the meetings around here, Jay.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.